Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for coming. I recently came back from meeting the PIC in Vienna. And as many of you know, the PIC authorized my office to prepare for the transition to the office of EUSR. Yeah, you can see it here. EUSR, during the first half of next year, and to continue the process of transferring responsibilities to the B&H authorities. We know that taking over the ownership. And clearly, in order for that transition to occur, both the Bosnian and Herzegovina authorities and the international community must start to prepare now. Among the issues that must be resolved is the legal status of officials who have been removed from their positions by a high representative for the obstructing peace implementation or other reasons. Now let me say a word about removals. Removals have played an important role in helping Bosnia and Herzegovina emerge from the aftermath of war. It is widely accepted by the Venice Commission, among others, that the removal of obstructive officials from public life was a necessary step in order to secure peace in Bosnia and Herzegovina. However, the removal of these officials was and is an extraordinary measure taken in abnormal circumstances with the sole purpose of enabling the country to emerge from a devastating war. It was and is a direct intervention in the political and legal processes of Bosnia and Herzegovina. But as Bosnia and Herzegovina moves towards Euro-Atlantic integration, as the judicial and democratic processes strengthen, there are compelling reasons why these bans should be lifted. The issue of removed officials must be addressed now and resolved before the OHR closes. Bosnia and Herzegovina is now a legal state whose judicial institutions have successfully prosecuted a number of high-profile cases, including war crimes cases. A number of steps had already been taken to address the long-term legal implications of these removals. Today, I am announcing an approach that will enable us to complete this process. I am announcing two new steps that will invigorate this process. They will run in parallel. The measures will apply to all those who were removed by previous high representatives, with the exception of those removed for reasons relating to the ICTY. Firstly, the individual report. As of today, removed officials will be able to apply to the OHR to have their removals reviewed on an individual basis. After investigating their post-removal behavior, I will decide whether to lift the sanctions that are in place against them. If the sanctions are lifted, these individuals would have the right to stand for and hold any public positions, whether elected or appointed. So they can also deliver then their applications to any position. Secondly, the horizontal approach. This would gradually and in a phased manner lift all elements of the existing sanctions for the entire group of removed officials. This will be done in a series of decisions. I will on the 3rd of April issue a decision that will allow removed officials to apply for and hold positions in companies or other public institutions such as hospitals, etc. Subsequent decisions will depend on the political situation in Bosnia-Herzegovina. I'm treating ICDY-related removals as a distinct category. And this is because ICDY cooperation is a basic Dayton obligation, which Bosnia-Herzegovina has not yet met in full. You know what is still to be completed. ICDY cooperation is also a major factor for the ongoing process towards EU membership. Was very often and openly already claimed. And I have made clear that I will not hesitate to use my powers to support the ICDY or where there is a threat to peace and stability of this country. Now, some of you may fear that these measures mean that I am letting individuals whose behavior has threatened the stability of this country off the hook. I am not. Whereas an individual has a right to apply for the ban against them to be lifted, I will only lift that ban after careful consideration. And where the lifting of a ban will give an individual the right to return to public life, it will be up to the civil service and the public institutions to decide whether he or she is eligible to join in public institution in accordance with the law. And as for entering the political arena, it will be up to political parties to decide whether to accept these individuals and whether to put them forward for party office elections and government positions. And finally, the media will have an important role to play in this process. It's up to the media to monitor the work of political parties and institutions. If you see that individuals are returning to public life who you are sure are part of the problem and not part of the solution, then the media can speak out and should speak out. Of course, they should have better proofs than very often is happening, that they are just printing rumors and then damaging also some individuals in a way I really would feel very sad for them. I know some tragic cases for the families and for the children because they were accused for crimes they never have done. And in so far, media have also a very high responsibility to protect human rights and individuals, and they should monitor in a responsible way and not in a way just to make a sensation news. I just want to add that here. Now, I will take your questions.
Sabina Nikšić, AFP. Do you maybe, da li možda imate onaj podatak o tome koji broj ljudi ukupno uklonjen i toga koji procenat je uklonjen zbog slučajeva vezanih za ICDY, a koji zbog drugih razloga?
Well, I think totally it's several hundreds, but I have not an exact figure now. What is the category of ICDY? Because, you know, there are quite a lot of informations, and we are investigating this case by case. And so far, I cannot give you now a global figure.
Sead Manović, Dnevni Avaz. Da li to znači da su određeni broj ljudi smijenjeni nepravedno? To je jedno pitanje. Drugo pitanje, zašto OHR nije značajnije uključen u razgovore o promjenama Ustava?
Well, I think these are quite different questions. What I already stated, these measures to remove persons were due to the extraordinary situation of this country. It was not only because it was the impression of the OHR. You could have recognized that in all levels of administration. As a mediator at this time, I had the opportunity to meet with mayors. You could recognize after the first sentences that this mayor will never be in accordance with Dayton and with the law and all the principles of Dayton. For instance, they didn't care for applications of property rights. They put that all in the box, and the box were in any room, and nobody's taking care of the administration of his city, what would be the duty to do. And those people, of course, you can only remove. You cannot argue with those people. And in so far, there were extraordinary situations and there were extraordinary measurements necessary. I personally was integrated also in the discussions on the Bonn power in Petersburg in Bonn 1997. It would be better that it had been done 1996 in the beginning after Dayton than so late. So because we lost 3 years at this time. But normalization of this country had started to be in there. And of course then we have not just to follow and follow the same procedures. And so we have to clear now what is right and what is not right. And I am not judging the situation why somebody was removed in that time in justified way or not. I will only see, is there any danger from this person in the time we have seen now between the removal time and today. And this is my judgment. I am not now an overjudge, an overcourt. Never be. That was the first question. The second question, that was a situation. I came here in February. Until this time there was already the history of the negotiations about the constitutional reform. The history was that a very capable man, the former principal deputy representative, Donald Hayes, in the capacity and the duty of an NGO started as a mediator these important questions of constitutional reform. Then it seems that every side had the feeling that this is really important, and then the Americans started to take over that officially because he was an American, and he was very close linked to the State Department and the Institute of Peace and so on. So then they took it officially over. And I had a talk with ambassador, American ambassador, and I decided that because they have initiated the whole process, and they are in the details now, he should finalize that under the same authority it was started. And I promised him all the support we could give by our legal department, by our experts, if there are then to formulate laws or issues, administrative things, or whatever, to the parliament, to the Bosnians, and to the ambassador, and to the party leaders. So we had a very good cooperation, but we were not initiating any change now in the negotiations. one must have the lead in negotiations, and that was the American doing, and I think they have done it in a very good way, and so far I'm very happy that it came to this end, and everybody knows that possibly after the election there will be further discussions in accordance to the situation of the development of the country, whether there are new constitutional reforms necessary. And I think everybody knows that there are some necessary. But then, of course, OHR will have his role to coordinate that and to be a part of the negotiations. But I think it was a very good thing that this part, the Americans had taken over in the last year, they also have finalized in the way and the framework it could be done in this time.
Ida Checkers Robinson, Associated Press. The OHR has been so far a mechanism that was removing obstructive persons from the process and from the political life in Bosnia. Obviously, the country advanced to a point where you think that there are other mechanisms that can take care of those who obstruct. Are you now relying, do you really think that the society is ripe enough here and that the public opinion is ripe enough here to start taking care of what the OHR used to take care? You're referring to the media, you're referring to the judicial system, which should actually play a role, like in any other country, the role that the OHR played. Are you suggesting that we have come to the point where the society can deal with such obstructionists in a normal way?
Yes. I can also explain a little bit more. It would be just untrue if we are thinking from the PIC and the international community to make the transition from OHR to the European Union special representative in the due time of 1 year, first or second quarter of the next year, if that situation would not exist. It would be irresponsible. And negotiations with the European Commission, like SAA, would be irresponsible if you are thinking that Bosnian politics are not able to take the ownership for those negotiations. If we start to take that ownership, they must be responsible enough, because they are not, the Europeans are not sitting on both sides of the table. One side is the Commission, and the other side is the OHR. And so we have to exercise that, even if it is in the moment a difficult job. And some politicians, also from the Bosnian side, are feeling not very good, because it was an easy game to see difficult problems to be solved. Then they don't solve it. Then the OHR have to start to solve the problems. And then they are sitting again and saying, no, we did not do that. That was the OHR. And he is responsible for all these consequences. No, that's not the game anymore. The game is that they are responsible for their own doings and sayings and messaging. And this is the start of a real democracy. And if this is not the situation today, we should stop SAA negotiations immediately. We should stop transition to European Union immediately. And I believe that this is the right time to do this process. It is a process. And we have now 1 year's time to do it. And if that would be not the right process, then we have to make up our mind, but then I would see there would be very bad consequences for this country, because the international community would be disappointed more and more, and the question would be how to do it with this. Now, after 10 years, it must come to some solutions in this way. So, I think we also have to admit that there could be some learning processes necessary. Even mistakes could be done. And we have to admit there are mistakes. But everybody must make a little bit also his own experiences before he get mature enough. And if we are not brave enough to start such a phase, even to make mistakes, we will try to argue, to advocate that the decisions are in a good way. If they are doing that nevertheless, and in my eyes, wrong way, then they must take their consequences. But that's the way democracy is making, and we are also making mistakes in our countries, and that will be the same here. We will try that the mistakes are not the majority of the decisions, that will be just only a minority, perhaps even less than this. So, other questions?
Ako se možemo vratiti na temu preskonferencije. Veliki dio izbog ovih zvaničnika je smijenjen ili zbog malverzacije u privredi, uključavanja, povratka i raznih drugih stvari koje predstavljaju krivična djela. A posle smjena ogroman broj njih nikada nije procesuiran, mislim sudski. Sami ste nahvalili sada bosansko pravosuđe, pa da li ćete te dosije koje imate o njima proslijediti bosanskom pravosuđu, tužilaštvu BiH ili nekome drugom?
There will be some cases, I am sure, that prosecutors has to act, because it is a normal legal way how those things have to be settled. I cannot make the decision that he is unguilty, so that's all clear. If there are enough proof that there should be a court trial and prosecution, then it has to be done. But then it has to be a court in this country here, and they have to exercise a legal way, and the person must have all the rights a normal citizen has to defend his position. And the moment he has no possibility to defend his position, because there is no court trial, there is no prosecution, that's impossible. In a legal state, there must be a prosecution at the court, or the prosecutor are coming to the result, no, I don't make a prosecution to the court, things are not proved, we cannot do it, then this person has the same rights as anybody else. Yep.
Željko Tica, Federalna televizija. Šta će biti sa osobama koje su osumnjičene, odnosno koje su smijenjene zbog nesaradnje s Haškim tribunalom? S obzirom da ste njih isključili iz mogućnosti da im ukinute te zabranu političkog djelovanja i vraćanja u instituciju.
I told you that there are some exceptions also in using the bond powers. I restricted the bond powers to the question of stability, peace and Dayton Agreement. Second point is ICTY. And I think in the ICTY question we have to consultate all responsible institutions, primarily also the ICTY, but also some other informations we get that there's proof or not proof, and so we have to make a very careful study about each individual case, because we know that there are some networks still in prohibiting and protecting war criminals, and if there is some hint about those persons, now object of the ban that they are in those networks, we will not make and from our side and any move to change that. If those persons are making an individual move to apply for their eliminating the ban, then we have to take this case, we have to consult with the ICTY and with other information we have, and then we have to take a decision. No, there's one.
Nezavisne novine. Mene je zanimalo šta će se desiti ukoliko neka od osoba koja je smijenjena zbog saradnje, ne saradnje sa Haškim tribunalom, bude, da tako kažemo, oslobođena kroz ovu drugu grupu mjera koje ste najavili. Dakle, ove, kako ste rekli, horizontalne mjere. To je jedno i voljela bih čuti vaš stav. Kako cijeniti mogućnost da ustavne promjene koje su dogovorene među čelnicima političkih partija ne budu usvojene u parlamentu?
Well, first point, I said already that the question of ICTY, there's a need of the most careful investigation. So the horizontal approach to those categories will be the last step in this 1 year times I have told you. Do you understand my answer? Okay. To the second point, I'm an optimist and I'm not now making up my mind about those questions if they all made an agreement and then they don't implement that in the parliament. I think we have to do the utmost to help them, to give them legal advice, to give them advices also in the argumentation, and to explain why it is necessary and why it is now in a very, very narrow time frame, because otherwise it would be just a postponement till 2010, and that would be a very big setback to the country. So I think it is better now that we are preparing all our constructive proposals how to achieve that goal than to make our mind up what we are doing now if we don't get it. I think this is not our way to think now. We are thinking in a constructive way, and we are ready and to the disposal of the Bosnian politicians to help them how to formulate law questions, amendments, changes, to get it in a parliamentarian way, in the right way, in the necessary time frame. I know that this is quite a high effort, because normally parliaments need a little bit more time to do that. But that's the exclusive situation of the election year, and so I hope everybody is seeing that he has to do now the utmost, even perhaps that the parliament is meeting one day, one night, to complete the situation as it is necessary for solving that problem. But it must be in a democratic way, and so far it is not so easy. We are not in a dictatorship pushing a button and things are going. We are in a democracy. Everybody has his own opinion. A chairman of a committee can say, now I need here some consultation, I need a hearing here. Then we must see how to put that in the time frame so that we come to the real result. But that's necessary. And parliamentarians are asking those questions, are not obstructive people. We must also admit that they have the right to do that. That's the democracy. But they should also see that what is necessary in this year not to block the whole situation. So between these both things, we have to try to push the way forward to a good result. So, last question. Yeah.
Can you please briefly summarize what are two sets of measures?
Hmm?
You said two sets of measures. Can you just briefly summarize what are two sets of measures? I understand that you would allow the officials to apply to OHR for review and everything, but what is the other?
The two measures. That's one is the individual. He can apply to OHR. Please take my case. I want be deliberated or eliminated by this ban from OHR, that I can never take over or never apply to any position in one of the public life institutions. This is the one thing. The second thing is a collective change, that collectively in these and these and these areas in public institutions, bans are eliminated for all the categories and not individually. Because the individual thing is in a certain number, a very difficult thing. But we will do it, because some individuals have perhaps a very very difficult situation, and we want to help them also to get rid of that in an earlier time than the category would be done, because that has to be step by step. And the first step in the categories we are doing now in this public enterprises, public hospitals, public institutions, not the category of politicians, or a category of ICTY, or category in this way. So I think these are the both categories, individually centered and group centered in this public life. Do you understand? Perhaps I didn't express my words in a very good way. So I think now. No questions anymore? No? Thank you very much, and till the next time.